Take a break for a sec. Take a load off, because you know what we got for you? It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, actress Jennifer Lawrence recently explained her transition from dogs to cats and why she rehomed her dogs.
After I had a kid, my dogs became so scary, you know, like if my dog, my son's like going up to it, you know, and I'm like, and like, it's almost like I don't recognize dogs right now. Like I just see them as a threat. One of them bit my son, and that made me just want to obliterate every dog.
It's hard to understand her, but she was basically saying she wanted to get rid of all dogs. She was being sarcastic and kind of cutesy, but you know, I had a next door neighbor whose child was bitten by a dog and in the face. And I can understand why you wouldn't want a dog around your child. But here's the thing. If you had trained your dogs well before, they might not have responded that way. And we never leave our dog alone with other people's children. Our children are grown. We don't care. John Mulaney postponed his weekend shows in Minneapolis because of the deadly ICE shooting. The performances, part of his tour at the Armory, have been rescheduled for April with tickets honored or refundable. Tom Brady sparked outrage by starring in a Pizza Hut ad. What?
You know what I miss most about playing? Yelling, "Hey!" So I got this job. I got your pizza. Hut! Brady's back. Pizza Hut!
The goat?
Pizza Hut!
Mom!
Roughing the passer.
Shake it off, Gramps.
I love that. It's hilarious. Unfortunately, fans are accusing the NFL legend of a shameless money grab despite years of promoting his strict TB12 diet. Okay. Tom Cruise helped film a lightsaber duel in the upcoming movie Star Wars Starfighter. Director Sean Levy says Tom ruined his nice shoes because he was up to his ankles in mud and pond water. Tom Cruise has Tom Cruise money. He can buy more shoes. Jenny McCarthy is making it crystal clear she has no interest in returning to The View.
They've asked me to come back for like reunion shows, and I was like, over my dead body, would I ever step foot in that place?
McCarthy says she felt completely out of her depth at the time, and now she laughs about it. David Bowie's childhood home is being restored and will be open to the public in 2027, and Bowie's classic film Labyrinth from 1986 back in theaters right now until the 11th for its 40th anniversary, with tickets available through Fathom Events at theaters like AMC and Cinemark. And it's a big day for gamers. Fortnite times South Park Born in Chaos drops today.
I'm gonna find you, pal. I found Cartman. Hey, fellas. Fellas, I still didn't get an invite. Fools! You dare to mock Professor Chaos? You guys never let me play Fortnite with you.
Well, that's just because you low-key suck at Fortnite, Butters.
Professor Chaos. That's fantastic. If you don't know South Park, well, sorry, my bad. Okay, so we got a dirt alert, and y'all, it's kind of it's giving cringe. Dax Shepard has been oversharing on his podcast, and he says he discussed long-term family planning with his 11-year-old daughter, Delta.
Anyway, so she's saying she wants to have a baby, and I said, when do you think you'll have your first child? When you turn 18?
Oh, okay.
And she, I want to be supportive of whatever.
Sure, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to plant any seeds that I'd be judgmental or whatever. And she said, "What? No, 18, what do you think I really?" And I said, "My guess is between 35 and 45 is when
really?
I think you'll have kids." I said, "And I think we'll, if you want to, we'll freeze your eggs when you're 18. You know, like.
Wow.
I'll pay for you to get your eggs frozen so you don't have to think about that."
Yeah.
Okay. So it feels cringy, but I mean, he says it's a way to reduce future pressure around having children. Yeah. I'm with that part of it, but she's only 11. They might must have really, really advanced kids, because I guarantee you my kids weren't thinking about stuff like that when they were 11. Anyway, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I gotta go.
What can I say except you're welcome?